Did Cam Newton just disrespect Auburn? Welcome in to the Barn Social Hour. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. Graham, let's just hop right into it. Cam Newton, there's been a post going around of Cam Newton at the Missouri Tigers football facility working out with the players. Yeah. In Missouri gear. And, you know, it's kind of caught social media by storm today. A lot of Auburn fans, some former players chiming in, but mostly fans, you know, as you could have guessed, talking about this. So I kind of want your thoughts on it, and I can share mine after yours. But, like, what are your thoughts on this? Because it was like kind of like a shell shock. Like, what are you doing, brother? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, for sure. I will say it caught me off guard. I was like, I don't really like that. I don't really like the look at that. And like just seeing him in a Missouri, like, you know, gear, I'm like, no, that doesn't look right. Yeah. Ew. Literally.
Jimmy Fallon. Hell.
But at the end of the day, like, look, Cam Newton is a big figure in the college sports world. Right. Mm-hmm. He obviously has his podcast, 4th and 31, or actually, don't. Why did I say 4th and 31? I don't think that's the name of it. It's 4th and 1.
Yeah, I think it's just 4th and 1.
Golly, dude, Iron Bowl is on my mind today.
We're ready. We're ready for football season, as you can tell.
Yeah, 4th and 1. His podcast is a pretty well-known podcast. It's had some viral clips from it and stuff like that. And obviously, you know, I think programs want him to be around or to come by their program because, one, he's a players type of guy, you know, like players love to get to meet Cam Newton. Cam's a very, you know, like energetic guy to be around. And so I don't think there's much there to it. No. Obviously, like media looks wise, like, you obviously don't want your, you know, your best player of all time from your college to be repping other team's gear and going to their practices when he could be at yours, you know, like, I'd rather Cam Newton be in Auburn gear at Auburn's fall camp practices and stuff, not in Missouri's. Obviously, like, that's right. I'd rather that. But at the end of the day, I get it. He's just doing, you know, media presences and showing up. And there, hey, for all we know, there could be a kid that plays for Missouri that he's, you know, been supporting since this kid was in middle school and has been like a mentor to. And then now this kid's playing for Missouri and he was, you know, showing up and giving him some love. And, you know, I don't know the true full story behind Cam going there, but at the end of the day, I do wish he was at Auburn. And to be honest, and we've talked about this on the show before, I wish we could find a role for Cam Newton in this team somewhere, whether it's a
same
front office job or, you know, I don't really think it would be a coaching job, and I'm totally fine with that. But like somewhere, like as an ambassador or something like that, to get Cam involved with this program more often and more frequently, I think that'd be really, really cool. So, yeah, what are your thoughts?
It's funny because I agree with you pretty much on all facets on this. Like, I don't think there's much to it at all. Did he disrespect Auburn? No. It's just him getting invited to, you know, participate in a practice. I mean, he's a, you know, like you said, with his podcast, he's a figurehead in this world of sports media, specifically college football sports media, with 4th and 1 and, you know, the hype that comes from that. And he gets a lot of views with his TikTok clips, with the shorts from that, as well as like his workout, you know, motivation things that he does too. But also he was at Auburn working out with the, you know, there was that clip of, you know, him talking about, and for those that can't see, we have pictures of him at Missouri, in a Missouri hoodie, which is still just like daunting to look at. Cause could you imagine if he actually went there, that would be nuts. During his college years, but thank God he didn't. And we, you know, won a natty, so we're all good. It's all good there. Super Cam. But he, you know, that was the whole infamous video where he was working out at the facility and the speech is like, yeah, if, you know, your mom is, you know, or your dad are coming to beg for more money, like, we don't want you. Like, get out of here. Like, if you're not willing to put in the work after we've given you what we already given you, get out. We don't want you here. And I think that still stands true, you know, with him going to these places because he likes to speak to, you know, these teams. You know what I mean? Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I did a little bit of research. Mm-hmm. And it says Cam Newton visited Missouri Tigers fall camp practice to support wide receiver Caden Lee, a player that he's mentored. for a long time. He also has multiple coaching connections there as Mizzou head coach. And I totally forgot about this. Mizzou head coach Eli Drinkwitz and running backs coach Curtis Looper were both on staff at Auburn during Cam Newton's 2010 national championship run. So that kind of changes a lot for me. Like I said, he's got connections to those coaches. Obviously, you know, Drinkwitz was on staff here in 2010 and Looper was on staff, and both guys I'm sure he had good relationships with. And then, like I just said a second ago, there's a player that he's mentoring and that he was just supporting that. So makes sense.
Is that the one that he's pictured with that you threw up on screen a minute ago? Not him, but that guy. Is that him?
I don't know. Did I see wide receiver? That dude just doesn't look like a wide receiver to me. Hold on.
I mean, no, because he's
that dude looks like more. Okay, no,
he looks like a DB,
not the same dude,
or running back or something. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, Caden Lee is that wide receiver that was really good for Ole Miss that transferred to Mizzou this year.
Yeah.
And that was part of the reason Horatio Fields left Missouri, was because they brought that guy in really late.
I forgot about all that.
Guy's got to be a running back. Has to be.
Yeah, he has to be a running back. There's no way it's not. That's crazy. But as I was saying, though, he likes to go to these schools and not only mentor players like you were saying, but also speak to the entire team as a whole in their meetings and, you know, just give them a little bit of motivation going into the season. I mean, that's what he does. And that's what
he's good at that.
Yeah, he's very good at that. And like, if you go back and watch the clip during the national championship year, our first game against Clemson, we were down. And, you know, he was saying, like, there ain't going to be no next series. Like, we got to get it right now. Like, we got to lock in, dial it in, get ready to go. So
Offense, defense, depending on the offense.
It's such a good clip. Even like the edits people have made, like, for Auburn hype videos and everything's really cool too. So, yeah, I just, you know, now that we know some more context with it, you know, he's just doing what he needs to do. And I always forget that Drinkwitz and some people on their staff had connections to Auburn. It's just the coaching trees throughout the SEC, especially. It's just so crazy. It's like
everyone's been everywhere.
Yeah. Like Kirk Cinetti was on Nick Saban's staff, you know, once upon a time. You know what I mean? It's just like,
that's crazy.
Yeah. It's crazy. It really
is. Like, you think about the time where like Saban had like Kirby Smart, Steve Sarkisian, like all these like top head coaches now in the SEC were all under the Saban tree. And that's just like so bizarre to me. Lane Kiffin, another one. My goodness. It's just Saban coaching tree is insane.
Yeah. But just rest assured. Okay. I promise y'all, no disrespect has been thrown towards Auburn. I can hear the comments now. People just type in I can hear the clicks of the keyboards now.
Cam Newton didn't disrespect Auburn.
Yeah, I know. We're aware. Okay, we're aware. We know. But I think it's really cool that he is still mentoring these players, because right now, I mean, obviously he's not playing in the NFL anymore. With his
or he's not working with ESPN anymore either.
No, he's not working with ESPN. That's what I was trying to think of the network. I was going blank for a minute, but it's ESPN. Almost at FS1, but it's ESPN. Specifically, First Take is the show he was helping with on ESPN. On
First Take for a little bit, for about a year.
Yeah, and that, you know, comes from him having that podcast, Fourth and One, where, you know, him and I can't remember the other guy's name. I'm going blank now on him too. But they kind of have back and forths about, you know, certain college football topics and certain players and debate on, you know, especially now with the AP poll coming out. I think they have an upcoming episode talking about the rankings that were just released, if they were, you know, just right, or, you know, some people are too low, et cetera. So, you know, that's something to look out for as well. But yeah, it's just cool to see him still kind of interwoven in the college game or just the game of football in general. So you'd like to see him be more involved at Auburn, but him mentoring at Missouri, it's still in the SEC. I mean, even though it's, you know, it's another SEC school, I know some fans are like, oh, it's Auburn or nothing. I understand that. But when you're mentoring a player, it's a little different than that. You know, it's a little bit deeper outside of the football field. So really cool
to see the coach aspect too. Like, it's okay to go visit coaches that had an impact on you when you were in college, like at Auburn. So
of course, didn't he go visit Gus at Florida State for a little bit too?
I don't know about that. I didn't see anything about that last year, but I would not have been shocked. But
I thought there was like a video of him like visiting or something on I can't remember if it was Florida State or if it was another school in Florida. Maybe it was when he was at UCF. Maybe. I can't remember. It was one of those schools he was at. But still, it's cool to see the connections still there from the championship year. But again, let me reiterate, There's no disrespect being thrown towards Auburn. So everyone can take a chill pill, take a deep breath, and relax, okay? You know what else you can take a deep breath and relax because you know you got it? Your shirts from AUShirts.com. Get all your gear from all your favorite shows at the barn, including some of the options you see on your screen, like the FE Iron shirt, if you know, you know, for that one. That's a little Gaulish quote there, a little fun we're having. But yeah, we add new styles weekly. Again, if you're going to Atlanta for the Baylor game, a home game in Auburn and Jordan-Hare Stadium at your tailgate, or you're going on the road to pull for your Auburn Tigers, or you're just having a watch party in the comfort of your own home, please tag me, Graham, or the barn, or all the above, and let us know you're repping your gear from AUShirts.com no matter where you are this football season. So again, get all your gear from all your favorite shows at the barn by going to AUShirts.com. Again, that is AUShirts.com.
Also go to buyauburn.com while you're at it and be who you say you are and do business with Auburn people everywhere. If you're an Auburn business owner, or just an Auburn fan that has your own business, then go to buyauburn.com today to get your business on an index that is full of other companies run and owned by Auburn fans. Or if you're just a customer looking to support the Auburn family and the Auburn fan base, then buyauburn.com is a place for you to get all your needs from Auburn fans. So go to buyauburn.com today to sign up or to search the index.
Yes, please do that. It is growing by the handfuls every single day. So if you know someone with a local business with Auburn ties, let them know about buyauburn.com. Graham, moving on to the back end of the show, we got another wide receiver recently. Did. So I'll let you take that away because you hit me with that. I was a little out of pocket earlier today doing some work. But yeah, let me know who we got.
Yeah, so Auburn just got the commitment of Trey Taylor, wide receiver out of Troy, originally from Shreveport, Louisiana. Let me see. He's got. I just pulled up his stats. He had like 400 something yards receiving last year, with Troy, 3 touchdowns. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I got it right here. So he had, 500 yards. Receiving, 3 touchdowns, and yeah, he's 5'8", 160.
Yeah, according to 24/7, he's 5'8", 160.
So on the smaller side, but I've heard he's fast. He's very, very quick. Kind of like, you know, could come in and be the quickest guy on the team. Mm-hmm. But there's something interesting else I want to mention, and I don't know how true it is. But Bryce Kane today took some reps at practice. I saw this on X. I cannot remember who posted it. Mm-hmm. Okay, it was Justin Ferguson. Okay, so Justin Ferguson tweeted out saying that Bryce Kane was taking reps today with the corners, which I thought was really interesting. Hmm. And the reason I say this is because this Trey Taylor and Bryce Kane are very similar in size, and they're both very, very quick. Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering if they're considering a position change for Bryce Kane. Be like, hey, let's try you out at corner. Let's see what you can do. Then Trey Taylor kind of comes in and takes. Obviously, I don't think Bryce Kane was going to be a starting job. I maybe saw the field a little bit. I could see Trey Taylor coming in and taking just like the spot where Bryce Kane was, and then, because I don't. It's a hard path I see for playing time for Trey Taylor just because of the fact like. You've already feel like you've got your 4 guys, and then, I don't see, unless he does like some special team stuff, which could be great. I don't know, but the whole Bryce Kane switching to corner stuff today, and then us getting this guy on the same day, just like I'm like interested to see,
That
where all that goes.
That doesn't seem like a coincidence, a coinky dink, if you will. I like Bryce Kane a lot. I still think he has the ability to play receiver at Auburn. I do. If you put him on the outside, I know we talked about this a couple weeks ago, but he is so dangerous wherever you put him because, like you said, him and Trey Taylor are very similar. They're very quick. But that being said, him at corner, he's got good hands. You know that. We've seen it. We saw that last year with his, the highlight film from USF and, all that. So, it wouldn't shock me if he does really well at that position because with 2 things with corner, you have to be the fastest player on the field. That has literally been the thing for decades, eons, if you will, that the cornerback position has to be the fastest position on the field. also, you have to have the best hands on defense. He has both of those. So I think he can excel in that position and Trey Taylor kind of move into that spot, but I don't know how that's going to work. We literally start football season 2 weeks from now. So I don't know.
We've seen this before. Like Noah Igbinoghi,
Igbinoghi?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure came in to Auburn as a wide receiver and then switched over to defense and played corner. And now he's playing in the league.
Yeah.
He got even drafted, I think in the first round, maybe.
He was drafted it's been a couple years. Dolphins, right? And then now he's with the Commanders.
He's with the Seahawks right now.
Oh, he's with the Seahawks. That's right. Okay.
Yeah, he's with the Seahawks right now. But it is a possible switch. And honestly, I do think it's harder to go from wide receiver to corner than it is corner to wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
But it is possible. Like we said, like I just said, we've seen it happen at Auburn before. It's also happened plenty of other places as well. So we'll see if that develops anymore. If that was kind of today was just like a little tryout and there's like, never mind. Let's keep your receiver. I don't know. Yeah. I really don't. We're not going to know until the season starts or, you know, he's consistently at practice with the defense more. We'll see.
Right.
But yeah, I just thought all that was really interesting.
Well, like him, like getting the opportunity to take reps with the corners again, you have to be the fastest player on the field on defense. You have to be the player with best hands on defense. I hate to sound like a broken record. He has both of those. So he would do really good in that spot, I think. And I wouldn't be shocked if he does get some reps during the season at corner. Who knows? It could be one of those situations. I'm not saying that Bryce Kane is Travis Hunter by any means. I mean, Travis Hunter's a Heisman winner. Get it, you know, don't get twisted. He played wide receiver and corner. He was an elite athlete. Bryce Kane has the ability to do that if he wants to, if that is the case, that the route that Auburn is going. But I don't know, with Trey Taylor coming in, though, that might be, hey, we're going to put you at corner. Trey Taylor's going to take your spot on the offense and then go from there. I don't know how that's going to work. But same size, same type of speed, I agree. I think it'll be very interesting and something to keep an eye on. And it could be a whole lot of nothing or it could be a whole lot of something. So just something to keep an eye on. But wanted to talk about something about yesterday's episode because it was really funny because we noticed it. Well, one of the things we noticed while we were recording that y'all heard, and then someone brought it to our attention in the comments yesterday about the list that CBS put out, how Byron Brown and Xavier Atkins were on the list. So Byron Brown and Xavier Atkins both were number 17. We recorded that episode on the 17th, okay, of August. Xavier Atkins was number 17 on the list. Byron Brown was number 71 on the list. You flip the 7-1 around, that's 17. Weird. It's just one of those things that just, I don't know, the stars aligned for that one, I guess. I don't know. I just thought it was really funny. And we were like, dude, what? Grant brought that to my attention before we started. I was like, dude, what are you, what? That's crazy. It's just one of those days. But yeah, other than that, I don't really have anything else. We're really close to football season, guys. I'm excited. I really am. I'm cautiously optimistic for this team. We'll talk about some videos that was posted with Golish involved tomorrow. Really good videos. Really shows the culture. Just again, it's just infectious to see. It's refreshing to see, and we'll get more into it tomorrow. But I'm telling y'all, I'm very cautiously optimistic about this team. And you know, we're gonna try to get a updated record prediction and have a guest on here that if y'all can put two and two together, I think y'all know who we might try to snag. So just be on the lookout for that. That won't be this week. It might be next week. That way we kind of, you know, have a good window before the season starts. Kind of think about that, sit on it for a little bit. But yeah, other than that, I don't have anything else. Graham, you got anything you want to add before we get out of here?
That's it.
Cool. Well, again, everyone like and subscribe. Be sure to turn on notifications wherever you get your podcast, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. Hit the follow button, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn on notifications. And yeah, other than that, I don't have anything else. My name is Hunter Bussey. Next to me is Graham McLean. You have been watching or listening to the Barnes Social Hour. Love you guys. War damn. See y'all next time.
See ya.